Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I am so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday, live from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Stereo WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational quote of the week. It's easy, it's free, it's even helpful. So go ahead and sign up. In my 35-plus years as a speaker and counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever's happening in their lives. I'd love to put those insights to work for you today, so give us a call at the Sandy Brewer Show, 800-930-2819. We are an open mic format where we are all about getting to the heart of what's going on for you. Our mics are always open. No question or subject is off limits. 800-930-2819. Or you can also go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. I always find that a bit of a tongue twister, but go for it. And because life is about giving and receiving, today we have a gift for you. The first two callers with an on-air question, we're going to send you an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling and inspirational memoir that's packed full of empowering personal tools. They can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light won 3 literary awards. We're very happy about that. And it's our thank you to you for giving us a call or sending us an on-air email question, a question that we can use on air. 800-930-2819. Today, on air with me, is my partner in all things wonderful, the amazing John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hello there. It's great to be here today.
It is. Have you recovered from your sleep from yesterday?
Well, almost.
Yesterday, we were so privileged. We were on WBLQ at 7:30 Eastern Time, which where we live in Southern California was 4:30. But we were on the morning show with Chris and Ken, and it was fabulous. We had a wonderful time. Yesterday morning, there was this little frog trying to gain control of my throat. And that little frog is still trying to do it today, but I think I'm going to find a way to chase it away.
So. We should just get ribbit. Sorry. Tacky.
Anyway, thanks again, Chris, for yesterday. We're always open to talk about anything you would like to talk about, but a subject that we, John and I, thought we'd like to continue addressing and dialoguing on is about relationships. And the point of view we were taking is creating relationships you want. Is it too late? You think it's too late, honey?
Never
too late. One of the things that's really, really important and sometimes hard to grasp is relationships are not by nature designed to be hard. Really, they're not. I hear all the time how hard you have to work at relationships, and I simply don't agree with that. Unless the relationship you're talking about is the relationship you have with yourself. Now, that relationship is a lifelong journey, and you do have to be diligent about it and be a good steward of your thoughts and work hard to stay where you want to be with your mind. So relationships with others, that's not where the work is. Relationship with ourselves, that's where the work is. And everything that we experience is in relationship. All relationships are based on that relationship that we have with ourselves.
Sandy, we have an email from a lady, Marcia Ann, in Los Angeles, and she she's the first one to get a book today.
Oh, good.
And her question is, should a person consider himself or herself first in the relationship building process before attempting a relationship with another to follow the know thyself first rule? A great question.
I love that question, Marcia Ann. Thank you for sending it. It can not only apply to whatever situation you have in your life, but it's universal because it applies to all of us. You know, the first thing that I'm reminded of that idea of where do we start in the concept of relationship is a Shakespeare quote. And there have been a few quotes in my life in finding my way through a very deep, dark, challenging past that have made a big, big difference. They've been like beacons for me. One of those quotes is Shakespeare. And we, most of us know the little piece of it, but the whole quote is for me where the richness it really is. The quote is, "And this above all, unto thine own self be true, and it shall follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man." I'm going to include woman too on that one. But the idea here is, the reason that that always made such a difference for me is because if I can't be straight with somebody else, I can't have integrity with somebody else, I can't be willing to not manipulate. If I get scared, I'm going to try to trade or control the situation. I can't do that if I haven't faced those places and fear in me. If I'm not trusting me, I can't really give what I want to give to someone else. I can't be with anybody else who I want to be with me until I've already accomplished that becomingness. And it really isn't becoming because we're already there. It's that remembering of that deeper truth inside of us and being willing then to take it out for a spin and practice that awareness of self from light, from love, from kindness, from sincerity, from any principle that is of deep, deep value to us. Practicing that with others, that can help me create a today that is so much richer, so much fuller than any place that I've been.
You know, Sandy, that reminds me, it does take some attention and some effort. And I remember the lyric from the Eagles song, you spend all your time making money, you spend all your money making time. And I think it's important to make time with ourselves. That's a key that you've been talking about.
I think it's perfect because if we don't take time to check out what's happening for us and with us, we're going to leak power all over the place.
Sandy, what do you mean by leaking power? That's an unusual phrase. Could you explain it, please?
I thought it was common. I'm teasing you, babe. Anyway, so... leaking power, when you were asking me that question, I was picturing like these little flashing, crackling noises of power outages, you know. So that's basically what happens. We are this wonderful whole system. And then when we start to, when old fears, old programming, old issues come up, and we forget that we can trust who we have raised ourselves to be, and we can trust that there is an internal source greater than the circumstance, and that when we are in partnership with that, there's nothing that we can't do. And so when we shift our attitude and do the legwork, because it is a fair amount of legwork, on being able to know ourselves, that from that place, I won't be what I call trading. And trading means like if I want a relationship, that I would have a hidden agenda of I need a relationship, which is a different story. So if I want a relationship and I want that relationship just because I wanna, not because it's going to give me safety or security or validate to the world that I'm special enough that a man would want me, if I just want it because I want it, then I've taken all the agendas off. if I have an agenda of I need the relationship in order to take care of me or validate me, I will not be true to myself. I will make trades with me. And if I'm not true to myself, if I'm not straight and having integrity, which just means that place where I'm integrated with myself, then I can't stay straight with whoever it is I'm endeavoring to create a partnership with. What do you think, John?
I'm sorry, Sandy. I'm a little distracted here.
Okay. Then I'll just keep telling y'all what I think. So it is essential that we think in terms of we're not here to have power outages. That's not our goal. When we have that, it's always based on a point of view from deep within ourselves in which we are somehow, some way on this old hamster wheel of not being enough. It's subtle, but there's always that connection to an originating program. If I know that I'm enough, if I'm willing to look and see what is it that I want the relationship to do for me that I need to learn to do for myself, I can heal that place where I somehow, some way feel that I'm just not quite enough. And from that place, I can go forward. From that place, I can create a tomorrow greater than my yesterday because I'm responding to a given set of circumstances today. So it's essential that we learn how to clear out those old scripts and really be able to start connecting with ourselves and understanding where we're dealing with fear, and instead of wanting somebody else to fix the fear, we fix it within ourselves. That's essential, and that is what we're about. So, bottom line, yes, Marcia Ann, you got to work on yourself first, and in order to go forward beyond that, you will be able to then create what you truly want. You can do it. We can all do it. And right now what we're going to do is take a little break. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Come on back. It'll be interesting to see what we have coming up.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're delighted to be here. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. Our mics are always open. And right now, we have Aggie on the line from Brooklyn. Hi, Aggie.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I really like your show.
Thanks, my dear. I appreciate that. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm calling. I have a question. I guess it's sort of a big one. I just feel like I really stink at relationships. Forming a healthy union with a person is very difficult for me. I really would like to find my life partner, and I feel like I don't know if it's my expectations are off. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's the guys that I'm choosing. I just feel like I'm not getting it.
Okay. Aggie, do you have any sense of which part you're not getting the most? What triggers that place?
My feelings get hurt very easily. I feel like I'm very sensitive, and my feelings get hurt very easily. And I don't know if they're just like being a guy, you know, like that's just the way guys are. Sometimes they get quiet or they get a little, you know, whatever, or if it's, you know, I have unrealistic expectations of people. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm very thoughtful and caring, and I kind of want the same in return. And sometimes, I know it can't be even, but I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's more me doing it than them.
Okay, honey. Can you give me an example of a place, you know, just a short example of a place where you could get your feelings hurt?
Okay, well, this morning, for instance, I was in the car with my boyfriend, and about two or three months ago, he had told me that he was going to Vegas on business at the end of May, and then he wanted me to come with him. So he said, we're in the car, and he goes, oh, gosh, I got to remember to book my Vegas ticket. And I said, oh, right, the end of May. And I said, do you still want me to go with you? And he goes, well, I don't know. I mean, I'll be working a lot, and there's a lot going on. And it seemed like he was, you know, saying no. I don't know if he was saying no or not. And so then I said, well, you had mentioned about me going. But if you're going to be busy, then, you know, that's fine. And then he kind of backpedaled and sort of said, no, if I told you to come, then I want you to come. And so maybe I should have just taken it at that. But it seems like his initial response was, I'm going to be too busy for you to come.
Okay. Well, I think everything that you just said is difficult. And my response is going to be perhaps not what you would think, because it isn't that you don't have a point. Remember, I don't know if you could hear the early part of the show, but what we're talking about is we have to become what we want to manifest. So if we want a man who knows himself, a partner who knows himself, we have to know ourselves. If we want a partner who has a certain a healthy sensitivity, we have to be able to be healthy in our sensitivity. If we want a partner who's a great communicator, honey, we have to accept ourselves and become that good communicator, not somebody else's way, but our way, where we're able to talk about what we really feel. When you told me about this story with the hesitations, like that you have real solid points, and yet because you also said you seem to have this as a pattern where you feel you might be too sensitive, that it isn't about you being too sensitive, but it is about you being able to put out there that place of, oh, this is what I was thinking, and then it didn't sound to me at all like you got overreactive in your response to him. But inside, what I felt when he said, oh, yes, you know, if I said that, of course I want you to come. That's like, you know, just kill me now, God. You know, it's just sort of like, if yeah. that's the best you can do, this is what I felt from you. That inside of you, it was, wow, if you're only wanting me to go because you said it was okay at one time, that's not what I want. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so then we kind of have that place where we feel emotionally, you know, metaphorically stabbed. And then that starts tripping us into these old places of getting needy and clarity empowers. Neediness will sink us faster, as fast as anything that I know. So if you're looking at this and saying, wow, that isn't what I want, but before I go to him to make this even clearer, what is it I need to do for me that I would want him to do for me? Because you have a reaction that just hit a gut core, right?
Yes.
So what is that gut core, my dear?
I guess not being wanted.
Okay.
And I definitely felt needy in that moment, and I had the better judgment to just take pause, and I kind of moved away from the topic because I knew that I was feeling hurt, and, you know, mm-hmm. I knew that if I was hurt, I needed to take some time to think about what I really wanted to say, so I didn't say anything at all. I just kind of let it go. And then I got to call you.
You know what my advice to you or anybody, this would be the advice I would give myself, is everything is internal to external. So if I find a place where I'm feeling needy, even though I may have a great point in my external world, I really have a point I want to make. My first question isn't to back off and see how do I want to put it. My first question always goes to me. What does that neediness, not what is my point here in this situation, but the point hit a chord inside of me. It tripped a wire inside of me that would make me leak power. That's what neediness is all about. So what is it inside of me that would be my question? What does that neediness represent, and how do I redefine or reframe it? That's my first question. How would you answer that if you were asking yourself that question? What does the neediness represent?
I think it's, you know, wanting to be loved.
Okay. And if you love you, you could still get your feelings hurt, but you won't be wanting to be loved in order to compensate for a place that you don't think you're fully worthy of love, because that's what I think you're playing out.
Right, right.
But if we don't, here's yeah. the hard part. It's hard for you. It was hard for me to teach myself this. I know it's hard for our listeners to hear. And that is, if I don't go inside and find where I'm leaking power, that neediness lets me know I'm off center, I'm off track, I don't have full clarity. If I don't find what that is in me, I'm not going to be able to, I'm going to then ask my partner, instead of just staying the woman or the man that I am, I'm going to want my partner to compensate for something that probably happened in me a long time ago. And then I'm going to create a codependent relationship, and boy, is that going to smell like a bad swamp, and it's really going to be familiar. Right?
Right.
As far as that codependent, it doesn't quite work out. I can't quite get it to work out. I think what the pathway, what the key for you in being able to create a relationship greater than the ones that you've known. And instead of just thinking in terms of, I don't know how to do relationship, maybe I'm just not good at it, is when you find that you get like the equivalent of, with so much violence today, I hate to use anything that is metaphorically violent, but it's how we feel it in the body, that stab in the gut, that metaphoric stab in the gut. When we get the equivalent of that, then we have to go and say, what does that represent? What's the originating time? What's my truth now? If you were going to answer those three questions, what would you answer?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't rhetorical. So.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm stuck here a little bit. I hear what you're saying, and I understand that. And I think that, you know, what I did was I just took pause, and I didn't, and we got on, and everything was fine. You know, instead of being so hurt and taking it personally, I just said, you know what? Why don't you move off this topic and move on for right now, and then come back to this when you're alone, which is what I did.
Forgive me for interrupting you, but what I want you to come back to is not the situation externally first. The empowerment comes from coming back to the situation internally first. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I love what you did. You did all the right things. It was beautiful. You did all the right things. But then your homework is to really decide and define what's going on with me that made me feel that needy. Because the subject changed. The minute it hit that pocket in your gut, like a knife in your gut, you were no longer talking about his insensitivity. You were talking about some old program inside of you. Aggie, honey, if you want, I'd be happy to go into this a little bit more deeply for you, but I got to take a break. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Good. Okay. Hang in there, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, 800-930-2819.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com. I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Puts the fever higher.
Hi, this is Sandy Brewer. Welcome back to our show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. And we have Aggie on the line. Aggie, the song we just heard, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, I think that applies to a whole lot in relationships, my dear. The point I wanted to make sure that I reiterated for you is that place where the relationships that we have are predicated upon, they're based on the relationship we have with ourselves. So the more that we look to see, neediness is a great key. It's, if we're needy, we're going to get codependent. We're going to try to use a relationship to compensate. But if we can go use that as our homework, it's not that like it's wrong to have that feeling, but use it as our homework. Anytime we get triggered out of a place that's closer to center, where we are empowered, that's our homework. And then we go when we have a few minutes inside and see what that originating time is when you felt that way. And we don't have to relive it, but we just have to redefine it, that maybe when we were a kid, we did feel unattended to and actually were. It wasn't just a feeling. Or we did feel unloved, and we were unloved. But that was only a place through which we traveled. Now, who is the woman that you have raised yourself to be? And you start to trust what's the core of the woman. We are not our experiences. We are not our experiences. We get to choose today what the bottom line essence of who we are is. How do you feel about what I just said, Aggie?
That was great. Thank you, Sandy.
You are so welcome, my dear. Thank you for calling. It was a great contribution to the show today. I appreciate it. Have a great
day. I love your book, and I love your book. Thank you.
I love that you love my book, Aggie. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. We have William from Torrance on the phone. Hi, William. Well, hi. Do we have William?
Hello. I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell me what's happening for you today.
Oh, I just had my own question, and I was wondering how can men help this love relationship?
How can men help? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you, my dear.
How men can help the love relationship.
Well, men can help the love relationship. It can be a tricky thing, William, because the whole old saw about men are from Mars and women are from Venus, that's a true story. Men and women tend to see things differently. So men usually want to solve the problem. And for the most part, women want to be heard. And so one of the great things that a man to make himself just a little bit more aware of how the opposite gender works, he can be aware that when a woman wants to talk about something, she rarely wants the man to go and fix it. She just wants to be heard. So when men help to develop themselves from that place of being a genuine listener, not problem solving. It's instinctive for you to problem solve, but to just listen. When you say to a woman, I hear you, and you really listen and give support from that angle, the woman then feels whole. She feels heard. She feels loved. She feels a lot more better. So that's
the whole
my
point,
suggestion.
Though, sounds like, is to keep the dialogue going.
Yeah, right. By just being willing, asking questions, fact-finding, drawing the other person out, and making sure that you have equal time, but not maybe equal time on every subject, it makes a big difference. And that place where women think men can be too insensitive, when they feel heard, that tends to fall away. So it's a really good thing to be able to do. And also, you deserve to be treated that way, too, of your partner listening to you and hearing you and supporting you. But if we each practice what we want to receive, if we each give what we want to receive, in the giving is the receiving. In the giving, it's going to make us feel stronger and clearer. And it's really surprising how quickly a lot of that ends up coming back toward us.
Yeah.
So,
and giving you receive, and yeah.
Exactly. So, William, I so appreciate your call today, and we're in a giving mood. So, if you would, we'll get back with you. We've got your email address, and I'd like to send you an autographed book because you just are great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Sandy, he brought up something that took me a long time to learn. And that was to not, my instinctive thing, like you said, is to fix. Mm-hmm. So what it took me a while to learn was that all my partner wants to do is know that I heard what she said and acknowledge it. And acknowledge that there certainly are some feelings that are involved on her side, and to not jump in with the remedy. I leave the toolbox in the garage, so Mr. Fix-It doesn't go to work. But that is such a key element in my experience as far as fostering and maintaining a relationship.
Well, let me tell you, as your partner, you did a great job learning it, honey. And I think as a woman, one of the things, everything I'm saying actually applies to everybody, but women have this place where we have this fallback position that we tend to go into, and we expect our partners to be psychic. Well, if I'm feeling it, it's sort of like with the call from Aggie, and I really, really had compassion for what she was saying and understood it. But when our feelings get hurt, somehow we expect our partner should know, and they don't. So we have to learn how to verbalize without going into a drama, how to verbalize without getting all exercised with extra emotion. And I think as women, that's one of the great things that we teach ourselves and that we can empower ourselves with.
Actually, the men have that same situation from a standpoint of if I'm feeling something, it's important for me to express it in a way that doesn't lay a guilt trip on you for doing or saying what you did. So I think what you're saying is that it's important for a woman to say, this is what I'm experiencing. It's not your fault.
Absolutely.
That you're having this. It's just what I'm experiencing. So it takes the charge off of being less empowered.
Exactly. It is really the basis of genuine communication. If I have a problem, if I'm upset and I come at you and say you did this, then I'm actually holding you accountable for my response. And I'm accountable for my response. And I learned that, John, with you, because there was a time very early, it was before we were even married, and we're going to celebrate our 30th anniversary in May, so yay for us.
Doesn't seem that long.
Doesn't. But I remember one day we were living together, and I don't have a lot of temper, So whatever happened, I was like livid and I couldn't verbalize it. But in those days, when I was livid, you could get frostbite just from being in the same building with me. It was exactly. And there was so I was so angry about whatever it was that had upset me that we passed in a hallway in our home, and you reached out just to touch my shoulder to try to start a conversation, and I shook you off, and you looked at me, and without any anger, without any force, you simply said, please don't do that to me. And because I knew your history, I knew how difficult it was for you at home, I knew that your mother had somebody living with her who was a female and a dominant female and also wasn't very big, really disliked the male gender, and with two boys in the house was very hard on both of those boys. Because I knew where you had been, I knew that if I stopped talking to you, once you said, please don't do that to me, that would be hurtful. And once I understood that my behavior, while self-protective, was hurtful to you, I had to take away permission to do that. So I had to find another way to do it. And I remember sitting at the kitchen table with you forcing myself to find to be able to utter the words, I'm having a reaction, and my reaction is mine. It's not your fault. I'm having a reaction, so please know that I'm not blaming you, but I'm still in the reaction. And I found that just by using those words, this polarizing reaction I was having started to melt. And I could actually begin to talk about, here's what's bothering me, here's what I experienced, without wanting to come at you or create an iceberg you could not penetrate.
That in itself is such a healing incident. for us in our life.
Yeah.
And it's continued to be healing from that standpoint.
It was hugely healing. I'm assuming for you, I know that it was exceptionally healing for me, because it took me out of going into reaction, and in reaction, I have no power. In reaction, I or nobody, none of us can be truly true to ourselves. In reaction, all that I can do is be defensive. And if I'm defensive, then I need to protect myself from that which I think is attacking me. And then we're going to get into a ring, and there's going to have to be a winner and a loser. And that is not the way to create a happy relationship. But it all comes back to knowing ourselves. It comes back to Marcia Ann's question. Where do we start? Comes back to what we were talking about with Aggie. Where do we start? We start with understanding what's going on with us. It's not about agreement. It's not about right or wrong. It's about clarity, because clarity empowers. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we will be right back.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show, where we really are all about getting into that space, that inner space that creates an external reality of it's got to be a good life. We get to choose. We do that by self-directing and by knowing ourselves.
Well, it's knowing ourselves helps to remove those hidden agendas that we talked about earlier, you talked about, and we can choose instead of just reacting. And it's to clear out those old scripts, those hidden agendas, we have to get the question right. And it is, what do I want this person or situation to do for me that I need to do for myself? And frankly, that takes a lot of self-honesty to come to an open answer to that, become basically naked inside, yeah. To face that and to own up to what it is.
I remember when I was really working on this part for myself, because just dealing with deep old emotions, and when I first started trying to strip down from all of the projections of it's that situation, it's that person, it's that external problem, and really keep going inside with me, that I remember laying in my bed, this was before you were in my life, my dear, but and feeling like I just wanted to curl up into a fetal position, because initially I had so much self-judgment. I didn't realize it was self-judgment, but I had so much self-judgment that every time I tried to strip down in order to look at a place where I had perhaps operated insecurely or operated with a false note or not been authentic, that it just felt like it was almost unbearable. It felt excruciating. And then I learned to breathe through that first, like, metaphoric kick in the gut and start to understand that this isn't about, this process of self-exploration isn't about judging me, finding where I'm wrong, finding where I'm flawed. It's this idea that the flaw is the illusion. The journey isn't here to make us look at what's wrong with us, but to provide opportunities and, yes, friction that ultimately can lead to a self-awareness that frees us from those early and old ideas that somehow, some way, the core of who we are is simply not enough. So the core of who I am, in spite of every mistake I've ever made, and there have been my fair share, the core of who I am, the core of who you are, that core is greater than the circumstance. It's greater than the doubt. It's greater than any place we might want to disagree with ourselves. Disagreement isn't the issue. Understanding and looking for the wisdom always is. So when we're wanting the other person or situation to fix us, it's going to devolve. There's just no way it isn't going to devolve. And on this place, if I am feeling insecure, you know, there are certain times when we opposites look like they're genuinely opposites, but they're not. You know, like as an adult, if your partner is a bully, which puts him in the costume, quote unquote, of a predator, then anyone who's in that role of the predator or the bully, what is really causing that is a need to validate that they're okay, they need to be greater or better, and how the tools they use for that is to control, have control over the other person, and to that validates them. If they can be better, they need a prey. All predators need a prey. So then the costume that the person who is being controlled or manipulated or bullied needs, the costume that the prey wears, is their need is to validate that they're not enough, to be unworthy by walking on eggshells or always feeling under siege. But the bottom line here, John, is that both parties are dealing with the same basic low self-esteem issues, although they display them in a really different way. And so we think that the person who's huffing and puffing and has the swagger is self-confident. But if they're using that swagger to control or manipulate or dominate another person, they're just needing to validate that they're important. And so what we need to understand is that insecurity is insecurity. Self-doubt is self-doubt. Heads or tails, a quarter is a quarter, no matter which way we're playing it out. And that when we look at that and we say, wow, if I'm in the place of feeling victimized or bullied, let's say in my relationship or the people that I choose, then I need to stop focusing on what is the other person doing. That's assuming there is no physical abuse, because that's a zero tolerance place. But when somebody is being aggressive and I allow that and I stay there because I'm too afraid to leave, then I need to look inside of me and see, what is it I need to find in me? What is this representing in me? Why am I? What got me connected here that I'm afraid to stand and be all that I can be? Let me heal myself, because if I heal myself, I will automatically remove myself from toxic and intolerable conditions. It's essential that we learn how to do that.
Absolutely. And it's a process, and it does take courage to do that. But we all have the capability of doing that.
And you know, when we have some of those hidden agendas we've addressed a little bit of today, where I always feel like we could talk for three more hours, but when we have those hidden agendas that we dealt with at some level today, we think that we can consciously override that feeling of insecurity. We can consciously override the idea that I'm not enough. When we're just trying to suppress it, we're still holding on to it. When we keep trying to get the other person to value us enough so that we don't have to learn how to do that, the subconscious mind of our own feeling not enough is what's going to take over. It's what's going to control and dominate our well-being. So if you will take a look at that, then there's a way to fix it. And that's what our job is, finding that way that we can address ourselves with love and with kindness and understand that we wear different costumes based on insecurity. That isn't the truth of us. And that what we really want and really need is the ability to go forward, to know ourselves, to trust ourselves, and to so totally understand that I'm not my experience. This moment is the only place that I can create something new. I can't create in the future. I can't create the past. So if I want tomorrow to be different than yesterday, I have to respond to a given set of circumstances in a new way today. I have to be able to embrace this idea that I don't need somebody else to fix me, that I can change my mind about my value. And in that changing my mind, it doesn't mean I'm going to agree with everything I say or do, but that I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to look for the wisdom and let the judgment go and start building this idea that I am greater than my doubt, greater than my fear, and greater than my screw-ups. What do you think, John?
It's fantastic, Sandy. And I want to thank everybody for listening today to the Sandy Brewer Show. It's been a delight to have you. And we invite you to listen every Thursday at 1 o'clock Pacific and 4 o'clock Eastern Time at Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM in Rhode Island, Westbury, Rhode Island. Anyway, thanks for listening, and thanks to our callers and our emailers. It's been a delight to hear from you. Please tune in, turn on, and listen in next week, and call in with your questions. We look forward to hearing from you, and we send you on your way this week for a fantastic week, and best thanks to Brian and Chris for their help today, our engineers.
And thank you to all of our callers and participants today. You made our show. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.